Nofkulahu Treisa Yachishosa. Shaul already, he died already for 12 months. The halacha is Veloidarka Lemispedei. It's not a derech to say I spayed him after 12 months. Like, we can't do anything anymore. The avera that was done, we can't fix it up anymore. Shaul is mace 12 months, we can't say I spayed him now, it's too late. Trashi Treisa Yachishosa, Labdafko, the Korav Latlos and Shonin, who was close to 12 years. Shrei Soif Shneisa Shal David Hoyd is the end of David's life. Elofi Shendera Kova Nisper Dacha Yud Beis Chodesh Acha Shen Is Kablo Tan Chumim Ala Meis Kli Yom Amoyed Kodin. After 12 months, after a year, you don't give a spadim upon a meis. So therefore, Koponim David said about this chet, I can't do anything about it. It's too late. Next one. Nisinim. Nikrinu V'nafaisinu. So David and Melech wanted to call in the Nisinim and try and be mafais them. Like Hashem told David, he was angry at the fact that Shaul did not treat the Nisinim nicely. He did killed out the city, Noiv Irakanim, that was feeding them. So it was considered like Shaul had them killed out. So he did something not nice to the Gevonim. So David wanted to talk to the Gevonim, to be mafais them, to try and appease them, that Hashem should let off the famine, Hashem, like they should be Meichel. So the pasuk says, Vayikra Melech LeGevonim. That David called the Gevonim and said to them, what can I do to you that you should forgive us and you also should give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? In other words, I want you to be meichel us. What can I do? I'll give you money, you should be meichel us. So the Gevonim answered back to David like this, we don't need any money, any silver, gold from Shaul. That's not what we want. We ain't lanu ish. We don't want people either. But you know what we do want? Yutan lanu shiva anoshim ibonov. We want seven of his children. Vukanam lashem. We want to hang them up. Chayes to cover Hashem. That's what they want to do. It's Rashi. Vukanam tluya. That's what the Gevonim wanted. As they will not be mafuyas, they will not be appeased, they will not forgive. Klai Yisrael, not for money, and not for anything else, just the only revenge they wanted was to see that the seven sons of Shaul should be hanged up. Is what happened, so David HaMelech saw that he couldn't convince them to be Moshe Klai Yisrael. So now David said like this, Omar, this is the Maskon of the Gemara before. Before we ask the question, how come David made Xero to make them into Avodim? So David said like this, Omar, Shloisha Simonim Yesh Bumazu. Klal Yisrael has three nice Simonim about a Jew. If you want to know who's a Jew, he has one of these three Simonim. Harachmonim, Klal Yisrael has a mid of Rachmonim. The Avrachmonim, Vabaishonim, they're mavuyish, they're embarrassed. Vagom lechasodim, and they do nice deeds to one another. That's a Jew. Rachmonim was the right, he has mercy upon one another, just as the pasuk says, V'nosam lechorachamim v'richamecha. So in the case you see, Klal Yisrael has this midah, they have the midah of Rachmonim, they have their kind. They have mercy. By Shonim, how do we know they get embarrassed? The Chassid Apostle says, Bavur Tia Yerosoi Al Penechem. The Klal Yisrael has Yeros Hashem, means they're embarrassed of Hashem. They have Yero, that's called a Babusha. Goyim Le Chathodim, where's the right to do kind deeds to one another? The Chassid, Lamana Sheyitzav Ezbonev Yezbeis Yacharov. So Bekitza, David said, who's a Jew? Somebody has these three nice midas. Now, Kol Shiyesh by Shloshi Simonim Alalu, Roli David Yumazu. Any person, even a guy, that has these three Simonim, it's not so the Felach, they could be close to a Jew. Mashenkein, David saw the way these Gevonim have no Rachmanis, have no Gemilas Chasodim, have no Baishonim. They are terrible midas. That the only way they would mafuyas, they would be, forgive Klal Yisrael, is if they get seven kids and hang them up, a terrible midah. They won't take money, they won't forgive, they're not rachmanim, they're not bashonim, they're not gomich asodim. So when David saw this, David made gzeira that we don't want any gevonim to mix into Klal Yisrael. So the sons will soon see, so because of this, David made gzeira they should have a din like an eved kanani, and we know we don't mix with an eved kanani. That's the reason why David made them avodim. Now, weiter, negate to the actual pasuk itself. Then the pasuk says, so what did David do? Weiter, this was min hashemayim. That David saw he has to be mafayiz them. He has to do something. So mainly went back to do what they wanted. Rizpah. The pasuk says, "Vayikach haMelech eshnei bnei Rizpah." So David first took the two sons of Rizpah, Bathayim, Asher Yodel Shaul, that was born to Shaul, as Armoni v'yes Mipibayshus. These two sons, v'yes Chameshes bnei Michal. Then he took the five sons of Michal, Bas Shaul, Shaul's daughter. Asher Yodel Adriel Bar Bezili, that she gave birth from Adriel Bar Barzili, Hamchulasi. Yeah, these were the seven children that Dovr Mel gave over to the Gevonim, and they tackle hung them. For the Gemara Maishanahani, how did Dovr know who to pick? How come he picked these seven? Omar Rafuna, Heviram Lefnei Oren, Avada, Dovr didn't do it by himself. Without Min Hashemayim, but he brought the whole mishpach, all the children of Shaul, in front of the Oren. Kol Shoren, Kol Toi Lamisa. Whoever the Oren like pulled close to the Oren, those were the ones that were supposed to be given over to be killed. Kol Shein Oren Kol Toi, whichever the Oren did not catch, take close, is Lachayim, they were supposed to live. So Kisul is Min Hashemayim that these seven children had to be given over to the Gevonim, and they attacked and killed him. Moshe Rav Chonah Bar Ketina, he asked a question. Says, Vayachmol HaMelech al Mipibayshus, that Dovid HaMelech had Rachmonis upon Mipibayshus, Ben Yonasan Ben Shaul. Shlai Heviroi, he did not let him go. For the Gemara V'chimas upon him Yesh V'dover? Like, how could that be if he put him by the Oren, and the Oren said that he has to be killed, how could Dovid go against L'Dvar Hashem to save him? Elo, the Pshat is like this, Heviroi V'koltoi, that David put him near the Yoren, and the Yoren chapped him, took him. So David saw he was supposed to take a die. Ovikish al avrachim im apotoi. So David the Melech was mispalo for him, and then the Yoren threw him away. For the Mar v'akati mas upon him yesh for David. Still it's not nice. Like if the Yoren collected him already, like took him, Mashem Hashem wanted him to be killed. It's not nice for David to mispalo to save him. El, the pshat is like this. Shebikish rachim shloye kotenu Yoren. He davened before the Yoren took him in the first place. That David the Melech davened from Mephibosheth that the Yoren should not take him. For the Gemara Ivok, see the pasuk says, Lo yimoisu avas abonim, chostamatzkash, how come these seven children of Shaul had to die? Because of Shaul HaMelech's chet. And it was Shaul HaMelech that did something wrong. That he had the ear and noiv killed out that fed these Gevonim. He did something wrong. So how come now, like Minas Shemayim, his seven children had to die because of that? Aye, the pasuk says, "Lo yumsu avos habonim," that the kids don't die for the chet of the bonim of the fathers. Of the both ways, the father doesn't die for the son, and the son doesn't die for the father. Rabbi Chiya Barabba and Rabbi Yechanan, mutiv shetiyaker roisachas min haTorah vayischal l'shem shemayim b'fahesia. It's better that this should happen, that there shouldn't be a chil Hashem. So Rashi says. That the goyim should not say, talk bad about Klal Yisrael. Shrei poshtu yidayim begerim. Litom is in a sayim. Lo yosel hem nekama. That they went ahead and didn't act nice to the gerim, and they didn't do anything. So the reason why the Bnei Shaul had to be killed out now was poshtu v'shnat yichil Hashem. Those the goyim were going around talking so bad about Klal Yisrael. And the only way Dovid could be mafias them was giving up these seven children. So it was Min HaShemayim he was supposed to do it, but after take away the Chil Hashem, here was different. Right, it supposedly says, Vatikach Ritzpa Basayo Es HaSak, she took the sack, Vatiteyo Lo Al Atzur, she put it on the rock, Metchilas Ktsir, from the beginning of the time of the Ktsir, when he cut down things, Ad Nosa Mayim Aleim. Until Nisach Mayim Aleim, until the water came down Min Hashemayim. Rashi means Ad Nosach Mayim Aleim, Ad Yomos Lagashomim Lenitnu Lekvura. Whereas they weren't buried until the rain came down. And the birds didn't come to them, and the chayas didn't come to them. So the kids of Mamish, their bodies stood there hanging for a while until the rain came down. I fret Gemara v'aksiv the pasuk says loisol nevloosel eitz. Whereas the Gevonim attack took these seven kids and hung them, and they were staying there until the rain came down. I the pasuk says even if you hang somebody, you not let him hang overnight. You're supposed to bury him. Am Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Hashem ben Yosadik again mutev shetiyaker reisakas min haTorah. Kedai to do something that the Torah doesn't say like v'yiskadesh Hashem shemayim v'fahesiyah, that there should be a kiddush Hashem here. That what's why? Because the longer they stay there, people that walk back and forth are going to see what happens. They're going to ask, how come these seven kids are hanging? Is Halolah B'nai Malachimim? These are children of kings. Uma Osu, Posh Yudayim B'Gerim. You know why? Because they didn't act nice to the Gerim, Gerurim. Therefore, they took the Nekama and they did this to the bad people. So in other words, you see how good the Jews are? That if somebody does something bad, they take care of it. They take Nekama. So, Omru Ein Lach Umar Shuri L'Dobek Bo Kizu, that they said, it's good to be close to Klai Yisrael. Omar B'nei Melochim Kach, B'nei Hed Yertes Lachas Kama V'Kama. Like Maduch, the king's men did something wrong. They took Nekama, and they have good law. They make sure that people act nice. Halachas Kama V'Kama, if Stam Hed Yertes do something wrong, for sure they'll act nice, they'll take Nekama. Omar Gerim Gerurim Kach Yisrael Lachas Kama V'Kama. Is Miami Soisva Yisrael Meya Vachemishim Elef Enechnami. Right away, 150,000 Goyim wanted to become Jews. In other words, they saw what type of a law the Jews have. They all had cheshit to become a Jew. Yishenema, the pasuk says, Vayihi Lishloimoi Shivim Elef Noisei Sabol Hoshimoinim Elef Choitzei Fahar. He had Mamre 70 and 80. That's 150 he had. And when we go on the stand, these are all Gerim. Fred Gemara, Duma, Yisrael, Hevi. May who says they were Gerim? They were Goyim, they were Mizgayir. Maybe they were Jews. So Gemara says, no, Sakadaita, don't think like that. You see, the Pasuk says, Ume B'nei Yisrael, Le Nosan Shloim Evid. From the B'nei Yisrael, Shloim did not make an Evid. So here that he had these 150,000 Avodim, it had to be from the Gerim, the Goyim, they were Mizgayir. For the Gemara, Vedilma, Dugzer, Bialma, not that they're real avodim here, maybe just found they had to do work, like every Jew has to do work. For the Melech, that's what they were doing, not to a mamish, not to the mamish avodim. So as the Elo Mihoch from a different passage, it says, Vayispar Shloimoi Kol HaNoshim HaGerim, Hashem Eretz Yisrael. He counted how many Gerim there were. Vayimtsu Meyo V'chamishim Elef. He found out that there was 150,000. Vayas mehem, he made from them shiv melech noisei sabul ushmeinim melech chaytzvei b'har 70 and 80. So Kitzur says clearly that what that the 150,000 gerim came after this ma'isa with the gevurim. Now, so a kopanim after the story, this is the reason why double was grazed upon the nesinim, upon the gevurim, that they should have a din like an eved. That we should not mingle with them. We should stay away from them. Why did David make the Gzera? Because we saw they had these bad midos. They have no rachmonis. They have no gomel chasodim. They're not by shonim. They don't deserve to be part of Klai Yisrael. Therefore, David made Gzera upon them. Taisa Shitur is, it's a drabonim dekadin that they have a did like an evit. Rashi in Subot is mashma, that's the whole Gzera. That David made the midrais their mutter, it's only midrabonim that they're also, because David made them like an evit. Hakoponim, here it says, David made them for avodim. So Gemara is the kashya, is that true? For the Gemara Nisinim, David gozer aleihem, Moshe gozer aleihem. There was a Gzera way before Moshe Rabbeinu made a Gzera upon them. The pasuk says, Mechoytev Eitzecho, Atshoyev Memecho. That Moshe was going to that these Nesinim, they should be Avodim, they should schlep the water for us, and chop the wood down. So Gemara says, Moshe Gozal Hudoro. Moshe Rabbeinu only made Xerah for that door. Strashi, Moshe Gozal Aleim Hudoro. Al-Choit V'yetzim Shoye V'yomov. At his times, the Gevonim then, that were schlepping the water, and the V'yetzim, they became Avodim. Mashenki, the future generation, Moshe did not make Xerah upon them. David Gozal Kulidora. But David, at his time already, he saw how bad they were, that such bad midas, he made Xerul always, that they should remain Avodim. Fred Gemara Viakati Yeshua Gozal you. It wasn't only Moshe and David, but Yeshua was Gozal on them. The Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayitnem Yeshua B'yom Hu, Choit V'yetzim V'shoy V'mayim, Lu'edo L'mizbeach Hashem, that Yeshua, after the Gevonim played a trick on Yeshua, and acted like they came from a faraway nation, they weren't from the seven nations, so Yeshua was mekabel them. Then Yeshua found out what happened, that really they were from the seven nations, so all Yeshua did was, he made them to avodim, so Yeshua gave them a din eved, that they have to work for us, to chait v'yetzim, to chop down the wood and to schlep the water. And la'edo, for Klal Yisrael, ulo mizbeach, Hashem, they also work for the Kohanim, for the mizbeach. So Marian says, Yeshua goza bizman shebesimitish chayim. Yeshua made Xero calls the man the Beis Hamikdash as Kayim, that we're going to need them to be Avodim, to work in the Beis Hamikdash, the Avodin Avodim. But when the Beis Hamikdash is bottle, is Chorov, then the Adin Avdis goes away. Now David Gozar Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. David Amela made Xero that even Bizman Churban and Beis Hamikdash, still they remain to be Avodim for Klal Yisrael.